Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
The Executive Chair on News Talk.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week Liam Kearney. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Revive Group. Liam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby. It's great to be here. Thanks for asking.
Good. And nice to catch up with you. Let me bring you back to your early days. You know, we often look at business leaders now and their journey, where it started. You grew up in County Tipperary.
Yeah.
I think your father was in the lawnmower business, and some of your early days were spent, I suppose, fixing lawnmowers. And
My dad was a great man. He'd started a number of small little businesses. They, you know, never really scaled up businesses. He had a little business called Premier Marine, where we're selling boats and repairing boats right in the middle of Tipperary, which was a little bit crazy at times. But and he had a lawnmower business that was quite successful in the area. Started there before I could remember, to be honest, Bobby. So,
and were you technical? Were you interested in how things worked and rebuilding things?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember one of the great things my dad taught me was the value of money. We used to take in at the time, and I was maybe only 10 or 11 years of age at the time, maybe even a bit younger. We used to take in, trade in these old lawnmowers and pretty much at end of life. And he used to tell me all the time, he said, look, they're yours now. So I used to be able to, at a very young age, turn two bad ones into one good one. And when I sold it, I could keep the money. So it was taught me enterprise at a very young age.
They're the learnings that you have. Yeah. So it was off to TU Dublin, as I understand.
Yeah.
What did you study there?
DIT in Dublin.
Yeah.
DIT.
Toad,
so they had to change around. Mountjoy Square, if anybody remembers it at the time.
Do.
Yeah, a great place. Really enjoyed it. Business and economics was my area, and I enjoyed that. And the reason why I picked something like that was I wasn't the greatest in school. I suffered with dyslexia from my young age, undiagnosed from a young age.
And you've spoken quite openly about dyslexia and how it has maybe helped you in your entrepreneurial quest, in that you maybe think and do differently because of dyslexia, or that the dyslexia could in a strange way be helpful to you.
I found, you know, it took me a long time to recognize that. And I look back now, and it absolutely was a driver. It made me a lot more determined. It kept me out of the weeds a lot of time, Bobby, if you know what I mean. I didn't get into great detail at times, so I really focused on the important things and was intolerant of people that didn't focus on what was important to me and important for a business to grow. So I actually think it's a superpower, and I actually seek out people now that have a little bit of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I absolutely do, yeah, absolutely do.
In terms of your career, you spent 11 years at Boucher Municipal.
Well, I started off with a company called Javit Fodlarsen in Denmark.
Which was formerly the Arlo Group.
No. That was way back. So we started up the Arlo Group in Ireland, AQS Environmental Solutions and Acorn Recycling. And then we had a company called JHL that was specializing in selling the equipment that we actually manufacture today. For various reasons, that group went astray, and a lot of it was down to, and I'll be very honest with you, we went away from our core business thinking that we were pretty big property dealers, you know, and we were getting into this property game. And that really hurt us at the time. So we ended up in a position that we had to sell the companies off, and we did okay, you know.
So you've been through challenging times along the way.
Yeah, very challenging times. But, you know, learned a lot as we went through those challenges. And I think when running companies now, it made us a lot more resilient. I wouldn't change anything. It hurt, both on a personal level and a financial level and on a family level. It hurt a lot, you know.
Yeah.
It caused a lot of rift in our family. But I look back now, and it's prepared me for what we're doing now. It's made me a lot more resilient and a lot stronger.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
And when we talk about the Revive Group, one of the things I'm quite intrigued about is that, you know, you've brought employment to Tipperary, the Revive Eco Park that you have there, off-grid manufacturing facility powered primarily by wind and solar energy with battery storage, HVO backup generation, and rainwater harvest.
It's all a bit nuts.
Well, when did you do this?
We started the concept when we started up the Revive Group first, myself and Michal Boyle, my co-founder, and we actually started in a place called the Turnpike, reviving old equipment that we're buying and offering a service for cities around the world, where we would take their equipment in and revive it. And we figured out very quickly that we would run out of that equipment, you know, that there's only so much of that equipment out there. So we started to have to start to feed in equipment at the other end. So we came up with a concept of the new build product called the Warrior product, which is designed to last for 30, 40 years. But we also made the decision very, very early on. We bought quite a lot of land. We bought 42 acres of industrial land on the old Lachine site. And the old Lachine site in the old Lachine mine closed down, I think it was in 2016. So we ended up buying 42 acres there, which was all industrial zoned. But that's actually on the National Bioeconomy Campus in Ireland. So it's the first of its kind. So it's a huge bioeconomy campus, a lot of wind, a lot of renewable industries going in there, like a huge solar array. So we made the decision very early on that we wanted to have a differentiator in our business that would set us apart completely from all the international competitors. And we came up with a concept together where we would build an eco park that was completely powered off grid, that we're completely independent. And the only thing we're actually connected to is the road, Bobby. We're not connected to anything
else. Amazing.
Absolutely
and
amazing.
And fully self-sufficient.
Fully self-sufficient.
And would it be a big user of energy?
No. See, we have a production facility which is more like a large Lego box for all the world.
Right.
Where we outsource Lego bricks from many different suppliers around
and
the world.
And put them together.
And then put them together very quickly in a very high quality controlled process. But we made the decision that we're going to build an off-grid factory. And I can tell you, when I started telling my engineering teams that we're looking at building the factories for us and the guys that were going to do all the automation and the electrical engineering, they all thought we were nuts. And we probably still think we're nuts. But we managed to achieve it. It was 2 years hard work and it's still not perfect, but we are completely off grid, completely self-sufficient. And we're the first of the kind of its kind in a manufacturing process that of anywhere we're aware of anywhere. So we have a lot of visitors coming to see us on that.
That's great. You're also involved in a business, you know, when you're talking about sewer cleaning and drainage vehicles.
Yeah.
They're not things that people know a lot about.
No,
I presume
no.
This is fairly specialist equipment. Works below ground. Tell us a bit about what is these machines that have a 30 or 40 year lifespan.
Yeah,
that seems again to go against the norm where
can I bring you back a small bit? If you see on my work history, my employment history, I was actually the managing director of a business based out of Switzerland called Booker Municipal.
Yeah.
And I was looking after different manufacturing setups around the world, right from Australia to North America and China. And we actually, when I joined the organization, we bought within very quick succession 5-6 companies around the world to accelerate the development of Booker Municipal. And actually how I ended up there, and I'll go around a little bit about this, Bobby, how I ended up there was they actually bought the company office in Denmark that we were running at the time. And
okay.
It was a very successful sale and the family had no succession. The company was over 100 years old and the owners of the company asked me and two other guys to push the company forward and sell the company. So we sold the company to Booker Municipal early 2015. We all did quite well. We all had skin in the game, and you know, everybody was very well looked after, and the family took very, very good care of us. And then I was the one that went forward into Booker Municipal to run the company that they just bought. And they just said to me at the time, look, how far can you drive this, Liam? And I was saying, look, if you allow me to acquire other companies around the world, I can quadruple the size of this business within 4 or 5 years. And we did. But the area that I really struggled with was they were a traditional based manufacturing business where they designed products that were designed to last for maybe 7 to 10 years.
Right.
And particularly in the municipal sector. And after 7 to 10 years, then they'd start requiring parts and they'd start to fail. And then usually after 10 years, it was, the product was dead and it usually would be scrapped. And that was fundamentally against my nature and the way I think as a human, that you can't have that process. That's just, you're throwing away that so much of that resource.
Or that you're making something that you hope it'll break, so there's another
and
twist.
Yeah, so there's another twist in it. And it just felt fundamentally wrong to me.
Yeah.
So Micheál Boyle and I started the revival program where we take in this old equipment and revive it. But the new equipment is designed to last for 30, 40 years through multiple life cycles. And it's usually the chassis that times out. These are all built in very complex chassis, usually by Scania or Mercedes or all these. And it can be any manufacturer really, but we have a very close relationship with Scania. But, and usually then, they die after a period. And again, we want to differentiate ourselves in the market against. We've actually designed machines that are designed for multiple life cycles.
Right.
Now, we're the only manufacturer that does that. But the part that's hugely interesting to us and the future of this business is based on data, not really the equipment it sells. So we have these machines running around these cities, for example. And I'll give you a basic example. So we have a program called Revive Live. And so all of our equipment now is now filled with this program and this technology. So we're harvesting data for what these machines are doing in the centre of London, for example, today. So we've probably 120 or 130.
So you know what they're doing 24-7. You can look and you're getting information.
But can you imagine, just think about the power of this for a minute. So we have these machines running around. They're designed to last for 30, 40 years. They're designed to live and work in the environment that people live in these cities. But the part that's most interesting for us is the Revive Live programme. So the Revive Live programme harvests that data and helps us predict what's going to happen in that city. So
okay.
if there's a major weather event, we know where all our equipment is. We know what it's doing.
Amazing.
So now we're harvesting that data and now we're figuring out how can we monetize that data.
Okay. Well, listen, it's absolutely fascinating, Liam. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
You think differently, which is really refreshing.
And can I just have 2 seconds
absolutely.
Here, if you don't mind?
2 seconds.
Look, two seconds. We wouldn't where we are today without our suppliers. We wouldn't be where we are today about the likes of Assets who have helped us grow the business, Bank of Ireland, Enterprise Ireland, all those people, been fantastic.
Well, and it's nice of you to recognise that. Liam Kearney there, co-founder and CEO of the Revive Group.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.